Look, it looks like I've turned into a flop man. Like,
yeah, your face does look a little bit potato-ish.
Well, it's just so hot in my room, you know, there's literally a sun back there, so now I've started wilting in the sun.
Global warming is affecting Toy Cat directly now.
Episode 5 of the... Is it 5?
Yeah, 5.
Off the Parrot podcast, bringing you a message about global warming. If you don't stop littering, Toy Cat will burn and turn green. Anyway, welcome back to episode 5. Here's the intro. Go!
Those guys never see that when that goes on, we always dance.
I always forget they actually can't see us just sitting here dancing away like this. Like, maybe next week I don't do it. Maybe next week they get to see the Zono exposed.
Yeah, you just play the audio and trick me.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, you don't know what I'm doing right now.
Oh, no, I have no idea what you've got on your screen.
The size of your box could be slowly going down and you'd never know.
No!
But we could totally like... Oh, anyway, this is the Parrot Podcast. This is the weekly show, audio only, with video, which doesn't make too much sense. Where we talk about video game news, technology news, and a whole bunch more. And this week, because it's the start of the year, I don't think anyone's doing anything. But in this absence of any news, I don't know why they decided to do it at this point, but Oculus finally came out with a proper release date. A proper, like, pre-order thing, and a price. And the price has upset the internet, I'd say. Just a little.
So before we reveal it, when's it coming out?
I was hoping you'd know. Okay, well, I only know the rough date, and it might still just be a rough date, but I believe it is Q3 of this year.
Right.
Or Q4 of this year. Because they're pre-ordering it there.
Yeah, late this year.
Somewhere in the 2016 ballpark, and I believe the Vive is going for the same kind of ballpark too.
Right.
So that's gonna be exciting. We've got a VR war on our hands. Yeah. I don't want to talk too much about the release date because I don't know too much. But what I do know. Sorry.
No, for everybody that doesn't know what VR is, it's virtual reality.
That's something we should clarify. It's not really even virtual reality seems slightly wrong, but it is putting two screens on your eyes. Yeah. And it feels like you're there. It's called presence, the term, when you feel like you're in something. Right. VR is meant to have presence. You meant to feel like you're in the game. And the reason it's been delayed so long is because to feel presence, you need to have really high refresh rates. Like, most monitors and TVs do 60 max, and most games don't even do that. 75 is the minimum for presence, and 90 is recommended. And 120 or more is even better than that. Also, I have very yellow hands.
That is beautiful.
Basically, the Oculus Rift has been trying to delay as long as possible because they released a 2 development kits, but I believe the most recent development kit was still only running 360p in each eye, which, as you can imagine, not too great. And the consumer version is something like, it's a really bizarre resolution, like 980p. Like it's 1080p, but a bit more, but then a bit less at the same time.
It's like upscale too.
Bear in mind, unlike gaming on a PC, where 1080p is quite easily doable now, I'd say, it's 2 1080p at the same time at a high frame rate. So even though they've waited all this time for the technology, it's still only for high-end people. And the price, that's we alluded to earlier, has very much upset people. Because the development kits cost $350, including shipping. And when they were asked about how much the final version would cost, Palmer Luckey, the CEO, was like, $350 ballpark. I mean, it wasn't that simple, but he said roughly
$350. Yeah, between $200 and $400 was the original price range. Between $200, which sounds pretty reasonable.
And how much was it, Zona?
It was $600. Oh,
let's be fair, it was $599.
It's $600.
Oh, plus $50 for shipping.
Yeah, at least. I mean,
that's for US or Canada. I think for Europe, it's a bit more.
I mean, I know when PlayStation, PS4 came out, they said $600 price tag, and everybody went, whoa, that's crazy. You know, that is expensive.
Do you mean PS3?
PS3, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Everybody sort of went crazy about it. Everybody still bought it.
Eventually, though, I'd say it gave the Xbox 360, which, compare the Xbox and the PS2, to the PS3 and the 360, and you know, it gave Xbox a lot of headway because it's like, oh, do I spend 600 or and roughly as good in some ways gaming machine?
The trouble is that even now the Oculus Rift would be an awful lot less of a machine than a PlayStation 3 would be.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? Like, you need to have.
Do you know what I mean? Even now, today, I would rather spend £600 on a PlayStation 3 than on an Oculus Rift.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
No, because, okay, so why would you say that? Like, VR's exciting.
There's a lot more you can do with the PlayStation than an Oculus
Rift. Not a PlayStation 3.
There's more than you can do than an Oculus Rift, unless that's you want to ride on a roller coaster.
For me, it is just like, there are VR mods for every game. There's Oculus Rift support for Minecraft to some extent. Like, just the ability to be like, oh, my screens are over here. Like, this is the distance between me and my screen right now, and I'm still not reaching it. Instead, it's there all the time. I'm going around like this, and I'm like, oh. Like, I've used VR. It's not as cool as, you know, like, actually going like this the whole time. But it is really cool. Like, screens on your eyes, I think, even without the whole VR aspect, I think it's a cool idea. But
I
with
think
the
it's
VR,
got so much potential, for sure.
If it's called Google Cardboard. I doubt you'd it, but you probably heard of it, right? So it's a $25 kit you can buy from Google, and it turns your phone, any phone, into a VR. Because if you think about it, you've got a really high resolution screen that you keep close to your face,
right?
And then if as long as it has the software to separate it, boom, VR on your phone, and it exists, and it's kind of cool. But now imagine that, but really cool because it's an Oculus. I don't know. I every time I've used an Oculus Rift, I've been excited. I don't know if you've used one yet.
I haven't, but that might be I've seen a lot of it. And I think it's got so much bucket loads of potential. But I don't know if we're ready for it.
We're not.
As in a community.
I think it's really telling that they said their goal was 1 million units, which, I mean, 1 million is several, I'll admit, but it's not console sales or even a nice PC component sales or even a keyboard sale. It's like, oh, 1 million, that'll do something. But I do think getting it out there and probably buying the first one as a consumer is a terrible idea, but I think just it being there for someone to do, like, for there being to a market to make games for is great. And as long as everyone appreciates it's a small market that's going to be growing, then we should be good. Like, I think.
And as soon as, like, more people become aware that they can make games for this device, there's going to be some sick games coming out on it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's going to be some sick stuff, for sure. I mean, majority, I think. Sort of horror is going to dominate the console, if you want to call it a console. Would you call it a console? Oh, for the purposes of this
platform?
Video, I think. Platform. That there sounds like go. A good word.
Yeah.
I think horror will really sort of cover most of it because of the presence. Hey, I'm learning, aren't I? Because of the presence that it gives off. Horror gives, obviously, the most best feel for that.
I have actually played a horror game with the Rift, and I can confirm your findings. Do you know the Alien one they released a while ago?
No, I don't know. I really don't know much about the games on it.
It was a regular game, like it was Alien Isolation or something like that.
I know Alien Isolation.
So it's a pretty creepy game anyway. When you're on the Rift, you are genuinely fearing... Is that a bird? Oh, it's a duck. It's a duck. I thought it was like a parrot on your shoulder from here. And I was like... But, so, like, it's a scary game anyway, but I am fearing for my life. When I got my pulse was going up and I was scared. And when the alien got me, I was like, ah! Like, in genuine. And I'm not one of those, you know, YouTuber reacts like, ah! People. But it genuinely made me, Jesus Christ. Like, I was very, 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 very unnerved.
See, that sounds really, really fun. Now I've got an interesting piece of news. Tying to VR, or in fact, actually being VR, YouTube themselves are working towards making YouTube VR friendly. They've already divided it up into the three main categories, being gaming, kids, and music. They've got YouTube's own subscription base. They're sort of dividing it up itself. They've already implemented 3D videos that you can move around with your arrow keys. I mean, there's some sick videos out there.
Yeah,
the 360 ones, you know, when you're driving around a track in like an F1 car, but then you can sort of look around.
So this is something you should look into. You can make Minecraft videos in 360.
Yeah, you get, you can do anything. Animations. I've seen a load of people that actually upload animations.
The idea of animations in 360 hurts me because it's like people aren't going to be watching all this time you're spending animating these things.
But... all the different sections. Mm-hmm. I know. You have to watch the video like 7 times to like get most of it.
I guess that might be
No, but what they're doing is they're actually trying to, or they're going to start beginning to make live VR videos, or able to do live VR videos.
Live VR videos. So do you wear like a camera over your eyes and then people can look?
I think what you'd need is you would actually need the Oculus Rift to get the best experience. It's like when you watch, there's some like 360 videos that if you watch them on a normal monitor, it's just like a giant ball, isn't it? And you can't really see much.
But I'm just, this is a key part. Is it like, are you saying like you can stream in VR and then people watch in VR?
Or
you're just streaming
about...
people watch in VR a regular stream? Because I can see that being done.
I think what it's going to be is, like, I could live stream a game that is VR accessible, like VR compatible. Like, it could be Minecraft, for example. I could be playing Minecraft, and to me, it's normal, or I could be wearing my own Oculus Rift. But then anybody else wearing theirs while watching me, they can look in a different direction to where I'm looking.
Oh, that must...
How sick would that be?
That is the dream. That is the literal dream.
Like, I could be playing Minecraft, and I could be going, right, I'm going to look over here. You guys, watch behind me. Make sure there's no creepers coming up. And then they can, like, watch behind.
That sounds like the future, but, like, the scary future, but I want it anyway. Like,
to be honest, it's not that crazy hard to do, because at the moment, we can do 360 videos. And you and me can watch the same video at the same time, and we can both look in different directions. So be so difficult about doing it through a live stream?
360 VR, I don't know if you can do 360 live streams. I mean, I guess you must be able to, but I've never seen it personally.
I've never seen it.
If it is a thing, then it's not been done. But either way, like, a 360 live stream is cool enough by itself, because just being able to see real life happen, your own little section of it, sounds cool. But on the video thing, it's like, have you ever watched a video and you're like, no, look there, it's just off the side, and being able to just do it yourself, just, yep, that sounds great. I'm very, very excited for the idea. But as I understand it, I haven't experienced it, I don't have a VR kit. I don't know if it's actually that advanced a system. I think it's just, there's a VR option which changes it into two eyes for you. I don't know if there is a crazy advanced, like, I don't know what I'm saying here, but
it's in the pipeline. That's what they're saying. It's what YouTube are moving towards.
One of those great science fiction ideas. I mean, when you make something that sounds like it can't happen, that's big news, and that's I'm looking forward to it. So,
but it'd be so hard, because at the moment, how a live stream works is you're just streaming your screen. You're not streaming the game.
Yeah, it'd have to be integrated into the game. You can't work out any other way.
Yeah, because it's basically, live streaming is just a screen capture though, isn't it?
Right now, most live streaming is, yeah. Some games are doing more. I don't know if you've heard of any of these, but there was a really popular one called, I forget the name of it, but you play in a, the viewers can interact with you. So one is like, you're playing as a guy trying to murder everyone in a house. And the chat is watching, and they like basically can say things in the chat, and those things happen in the game. But there's also things where you directly, like, the chat can directly affect the game. So I don't see it being too big of a stretch to go from, well, the chat spawns in bears in my game and makes it tricky for me, to go from, oh, well, the chat's, or not the chat necessarily, but even the whole service is integrated with the game, because it can't take that much data to send out your position. And I don't know, I could see it being feasible. I think that'd be cool. I'm excited.
You might need to have a powerful PC to stream in the first place, because obviously you'll be rendering what's in front of you and what's behind you and everything, wouldn't you?
The way I'd imagine it'd be going is the game renders that and sends it straight to the stream. But because otherwise you'd have to render... I guess we just render the 360 view, but you're only seeing... Yeah, that's how you'd have to do it, I guess.
I think you would.
Yeah, I can.
Everything around you in your draw distance would have to be rendered at all times because someone could be looking that way.
But the problem is, have you ever, you know, if you've watched a FreeCity video, if you put it in like 4K, it looks like 480p max. And to have to stream, yeah, like the quality options seem to, because obviously the 4K isn't just one view, it's everything.
Yeah.
So the amount of pixels you have to send, like even to make an okay stream, yeah. Like, I think this is an idea for the future, not for now. Because, you know, 4K is not...
But it's not here yet. It's not even out yet. You never know what advances we might make in the next 6 months.
8K is coming this year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I really like that. Like, now that 4K is starting to become, like, a reasonable thing, I was just like, well, 8K, double it.
I'll go and buy another £4,000 computer monitor so I can watch my 360 desktop on it.
I don't suppose you follow these standards at all, because you know 4K to 1080p is kind of a hard jump, right? Like, it's clearly better, but it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's so expensive though. That's the trouble.
Oh, you can get like a 50-inch 4K TV for like 500 or so now. Which, I mean, that's what you used to pay for a 1080p TV a few years ago.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
But what you should do is wait for 8K, because even now, people are saying, like, oh, well, 4K is really nice, but I reckon 8K is where it stops mattering. It's like, at what point do we just, are we just pumping pixels in there for fun? Like,
yeah, tell me about it.
Because 8K is what they use in cinemas on those 200-inch screens, or mm-hmm. whatever inch it must be in your local cinema. And it's like, do we They're need that fixed. This close to us?
But that's because the screen size, though, isn't that, I assume?
Yeah, that's... And then you might argue, well, now we have 8K in our monitors, might as well go 16K in the cinema. And it's like, oh, well, the cinema's 16K, better get a 16K TV. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we'll just stop? I don't know. It seems weird.
We won't stop. We'll be going 128Ks.
Wait, would we? Yeah, 128K. That sounds cool. That's where we should stop, 128K. Or actually, wait till you get 1024K, so you can just call it 1 mil. And like, who wants 2
million
mil
resolution? TV.
Yeah, that'd be one. Oh, geez, that's hard to even. Yeah, wow. That'd be if it's a million by a million. That's a trillion.
We can say that to our grandkids. Our grandkids, we can go, you watching the 1 million resolution TV? And they say, yeah, granddad. And you say, you know, when I was a kid, if we didn't have the best internet, we would have to run in 144. <You know?
laughs> Yeah, that's
the whole screen was 144 pixels.
Yeah, 144p. I'm glad they brought out the option, but I mean, I
don't know. You can't tell the difference between a circle and a square, can you? That's the trouble.
I feel like there should be a 0p option for just audio, because that's basically what 144p is.
Yeah,
just like No video, just video, audio, please. Although I guess there's probably some music-related reason for that. Anyway, so VR expensive. YouTube
with
VR maybe worth it. Like, do you see, you know, when it's just video games, $600 or £600. Eh. But when you know, one of the things they're trying to market is watching videos is cool. Yeah.
Yep.
And is that going to sell you on it? Are you now wanting to spend $600?
I can't see the point of having a face cam if you're doing VR.
Why not? We're getting a live performance.
How entertaining is that?
Okay, cover up. Okay, wait. I'm going to do a more fair representation, because you're covering up for, like, all your facial features.
Huh? Okay, it's totally worth it. Nope, carry on.
No, I think it is diminished in value. I think as YouTubers, we're not going to be VR gaming. I think that's true. Because I think eyes convey a lot of...
You'll probably find that the majority of it will actually be a new type of YouTuber, if anything.
Well, there already is, like, VR YouTubers, right? Or at least there was a guy who got really big on VR.
Yeah. It could be like something that is like the next wave.
What, like, if
the last wave was gaming?
Yeah, what if like the difference between mobile gaming and console game, or mobile or console and PC, is going to be the gap between those games and, like, VR. Like, if you're just playing on a screen that's kind of casual mode, like, the real hardcore guys have it strapped to their face.
Yeah, and exactly,
and then we've got, like,
yeah,
bullet things that make you feel pain when you get shot, and it's like, wow.
Dude, that would
you...
be so sick, though, wouldn't it?
I don't know why that's not being worked on, because all you need to do is have... put them on, like, key joints or something, and then that's going to hurt.
Pressure
and...
points.
Oh, actually, okay, I went to an event by accident called VR in a Bar. So there's a gaming bar in London that I went to, and it just
You
happened.
Went there by accident?
I went to the bar on purpose, and there was a VR in a Bar event that I happened to be very excited for, but I learned as I got there, and it was a happy coincidence, you know? But just to clarify, I wasn't looking for VR in a Bar. I was looking for a bar that happened to be VR in a Bar. All makes sense, yeah? Oh, so, while in VR in a Bar, I did a bunch of different, like, VR stuff. A lot of it sucked. Like, one of them was like, oh, here's experiencing the movie, except it's a video game, and it was lame. But one of them, the really, really cool one, is the guy was really, really creepy. Like, nice creepy, but still creepy. And he was saying, like, oh, I'd love to experience other people's feelings, and I'd love for them to experience mine. And what he'd set up, he'd been testing on dead pigs. He'd set up a way to put these things round your arms and round your legs. And basically, I did this live, and it actually does work. I did not believe it. I tried as hard as I could resist it. The other person puts on the same things. It works out what they're doing, and then it, like, electric
makes
shocks your joints and makes you do it. So, for the example, it was just, okay, this is two separate people's arms. The other person was going like this, and I was trying so hard, but it was forcing my arm up, and I was going for a lot of pain to resist. And it's basically being able to control people using, like, the things. And if you combine that with VR... you can, like, force someone, I guess not to be in pain, because that's probably going to be illegal, but, like, you could force someone to
force
be, like...
them to slap themselves.
Oh!
But you would have to slap yourself in order to make them slap their self.
But, I mean, imagine in a video game, as you take more damage, your arm starts forcing you to not... Okay, so you got a gun model in this one, too, and you'll be like, I don't know, I could see that being cool. So, yeah, features exciting.
There's so much. What would happen... if you hooked that up and you were in, like, an airfield, for example, okay? So you were at an abandoned airport.
Okay,
but the other person was, like, in the middle of, like, London, and you were wearing VR goggles of what they could see.
That's
and you
what
had all the things on. You could move around. You could rob a bank and not rob a bank.
Well, I mean...
You just make them rob the bank for you.
There's a film based on this concept called Gamer or something like that. I don't know if you've...
Yeah.
So I think that is the... like, there's going to have to be, like, crazy laws about, like, if you rob a bank while you're wearing those, you probably shouldn't be liable. But if it's anonymous, if you get hacked and they force you rob a bank...
Exactly, and then make you go and do it.
But then, if you say you were hacked?
I was hacked. Just get away with it?
Yeah, like, oh, sorry, I got hacked. Sorry. It happens. Yeah. It happens to the worst of us.
But, like, if you made them rob the bank, and then you're still at this airport, and they're at London, and you walk, like, that way to get them to come to the airport, and then you walk back to the airport, and you never meet up.
The trick is you need to be walking down a slippery slope.
Yeah,
so you're going up,
like,
and then you're going
just
down.
Do it on a treadmill.
Oh, that too, yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, that's, so, this is another one of my favourite things that I'm really looking forward to, because VR's,
360 treadmill?
Yeah, it's a thing. The Omni. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't actually used it because they won't let you at conventions, which makes me think it's terrible. But basically, yeah, it's a 360 treadmill. And as you walk, you have these special shoes that just slide down in a natural feeling way. And the way they sold it was, like, if you put on a VR, you get a Kinect, so it tracks your legs. You go for a run in, like, Skyrim. You go for a run in, like, any game you like. And I would be a lot more motivated to run if it's, like, through Skyrim and then suddenly halfway through, like, I get attacked by, you know, like, a troll or something. It's like, ah!
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. So,
see,
you could make people exercise that way. Like, you generally could.
You could. The thing with VR is VR, like, getting a steering wheel for a racing game. It makes it more authentic. It doesn't make it more realistic.
Or necessarily even more fun.
Let's say you're playing, it does make it more fun. But let's say you're playing you're playing Skyrim on this 360 treadmill, and you've got a little styrofoam sword to make you feel a little bit better when you're swinging your sword, you know, and you wield and you put it away. And then a dragon comes down. To make it realistic, you would then need, like, a crane that is hooked up to the dragon. This is the crank, and then pick you up and like shake you around and then put you back down on the treadmill again. Oh my god.
That's a bummer. Wait, is there no...
You just do it with some guy in a JCB and he just comes and picks you up when the dragon's nearby and just gives it a shake on the controls.
See, it's a bummer because I'm thinking about that and I'm not just thinking like, oh no, I can't be picked up by a dragon. It's like, yeah, you would have to really limit what the games could do, right? Like, you wouldn't be able to play Skyrim because, yeah, you can't be picked up or, you know, if you die, what happens and that sort of stuff. I think all this...
The immersion.
Will any of this even catch on?
If you jump off a cliff, because you ain't fallen.
Do you think any of these weird things we've just discussed, besides VR, will actually catch on? Because I mean, it would be to control people. Like,
to be honest, what they'll probably end up doing is you won't need a crane to pick you up and shake you around. You'll wear a helmet that'll make your brain think that you're being picked up and thrown around.
A helmet that makes your brain think you're being picked up.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it shaking you a bunch?
No. It just makes your brain think.
Oh, does it go straight to your brain?
Yeah, and you ain't being shaked. But oh, at that point.
Oh.
That's scary, but so plausible.
They could
probably do that now. Do you know what I mean? Scientists have already made a guy who's paralyzed. He couldn't walk. And they tricked his brain into thinking that he could still use his legs. And then he walked.
Wow.
He can walk now. Yeah, they tricked his brain. They said, you know that you're still disabled, but your brain now thinks that you're not.
When you say they said, I assume you mean they like did some brain surgery. I'm assuming they didn't just yell into his ears.
Oh, no,
like,
yeah.
Brain, you will make the leg. That's not what I'm
sure. I can walk now? Okay. No, they actually tricked all their, I don't know, brain surgeons.
I'm not a brain surgeon either.
Walk because his brain thinks that he can walk.
That is really, really cool. I'm glad we're coming closer to unlocking the brain, because right now we just know there's a thing in there that we're pretty sure makes the body do stuff.
The trouble is, the closer we get to that, the closer we get to the storyline of Fallout 4.
Really? Why Fallout 4? Yeah.
With like all the synths, you know, Fallout with all the synths and everything like that.
Oh, that's
as soon
that's
as we unlock the brain, we can then make the brain.
Is that so bad? Like, I mean, if we can make a brain...
Have you completed it?
Yeah.
Is there any good ending?
No.
No. There's no good result, is there?
So if you can make a brain that is a brain, as long as it's not an evil brain, imagine I just make a second Zona. I mean...
It's a pretty evil brain.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But... Yeah, we probably shouldn't be making Sims. That's not. I'm going to be on that side. Anyway, so before we end today's rather VR-focused show, I did want to ask you a would-you-rather question.
Ooh.
And it's a three-pronged would-you-rather question, if you will. And it just showed up on the screen over our like things, because I got it from the Reddits. And it is, would you rather spend a year in a country of your choice? Oh, no, it's not triple. I just misread it entirely. Oh, that's way cooler as a triple one. Would you rather spend a year in a... I'm going to separate this one now.
You're going to make it triple anyway.
So would you rather spend a year in a country of your choice, mm-hmm. or would you rather have a $1,000 a month bonus income, or spend 10 minutes on the moon? Although, actually, you hate other countries. That's the problem.
Countries out.
Okay, wait. Okay, so to change it to be Zono acquainted, spend a year with a car of your choosing. You like vehicles.
Ooh. Oh, I've gone pasty white again. There we go.
You did.
That was crazy. A car of my choice for the year.
Yep.
10 minutes on the moon.
Or a free 12,000, but you get it in $1,000 a month. Actually, it's 2,000 here. We'll make it back to 2,000. So $24,000 over the course of the year, or 10 minutes on the moon, or a car of your choice for a year.
Not enough money. So that's got to be out.
Okay. The price to not go to the moon is higher than 24,000 for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I
don't know, like 10 minutes on the moon, like what are you going to do, man?
I like space, but there's not much you can do.
Plus, it doesn't specify the spacesuit, you'd have to be careful about that one.
you could make the world's first moon man. like Snowman.
Oh, yeah, you in 10 minutes, though? Well, I guess.
Yeah, get a couple of boulders.
I think if it was more than 10 minutes and I could bring something with me, like if I could bring a pickaxe and actually dig something in there and make it so when you look at the moon, it's got a smile in it or something, that could be okay. But I mean, just 10 minutes, I'd love it. But
gonna have to be a car. I'm a huge car fan, and definitely I would go. I think I'd have to go for the car.
But I mean, wouldn't you be sat in the car every day being like, I could have been on the moon? Or would you just be like, oh, it's a Lamborghini and I like this? Well, actually, what car would you pick?
Yeah, I get a lot more than 10 minutes, so don't I? That's the trouble.
Yeah, you get significantly more than 10 minutes, yeah. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure a year's longer than 10 minutes, but I'll have to get the scientist boys on that. So, which car would you pick, though?
Ooh, there's so many to choose from.
Bear in mind, you gotta pick this. You got, like, the man with the weird free options is like, ooh.
Let's go for a Aventador.
Is that the Lamborghini one? That
yeah. You want, right? Or P1, or McLaren P1.
Solid choices. I would go with the one that's, there's only five of it. I'm bad with car names. It's by...
Koenigsegg,
yeah.
The
what's that car called? It was on Top Gear at one point.
Yeah, it's the
Bugatti Veyron. No, it's not by Koenigsegg.
No,
is Veyron not the most expensive one? Like, I just want the most expensive car because
I think Veyron is probably the most expensive, but the fastest one is now the Venom.
Oh, the Venom. There we go. I was thinking of both, but mix them together because they have similar names. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what's your question for me?
Your question, Mike.
Yeah, your question for me, for you. Yeah.
Question for you is, yes. Would you rather not be able to touch a human being ever again,
ooh,
or not be able to touch
a computer,
something electrical ever
again? It's electrical?
Yeah.
Man. See, if it was just a computer, I think I could work this one out easy. Electrics, though.
Electrics. No light switches.
No phone.
No electric showers. No phone.
Wait, a shower's electric?
Yeah, your shower has power to it.
Yeah, yeah. Baths are.
Anything that has power going to it, or not be able to...
Okay.
We need, like, the... downside the penalty, like if you touch a human they die.
Okay, wait, if can we make it like yeah, they die. Okay,
if you touch a piece of electronic,
wait, can
you
they
die.
Can they at least know that
they're gonna die?
Yeah, like I don't want it to be like someone accidentally touches me in the supermarket and I'm on a murder charge or
if they like accidentally touch you, then it doesn't affect it, but if they deliberately touch you or if you deliberately touch them.
Okay, so I want to preface any answer I give with I do very much value human contact and all.
Okay. But I can't live without
your two options here, really. This is what it really is. Go live in the forest or like on a hill in like, you know, in the north somewhere with a trusty farm girl and some animals, because that's the only way you're going to get away with no electronics. Or live your current life alone. Although, you're not even alone. You can have friends. You just have to give them the distinct one. You can't even tell them, like, if you touch me your day, you have to be like, I've got a skin condition. You don't want to worry about it.
Yeah.
So,
it's like, as a YouTuber, you'd be relatively fine. You need the electronics, and we don't have many friends.
It's giving up my job to live in the north, and in like, on a hill with a sheep or something. It's like, wait, can I touch animals in...
Yes, you can touch animals.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm going for. I'm gonna keep my electronics usage because otherwise, you know, can't do a pod. I don't have to touch electronics to do the podcast. I could have someone click the buttons for me. Set the mic. And
so then
you
gotta
someone turns
someone...
on the shower. You just have to earn enough money to have an electronics turner on. I wonder if that's a role.
Someone who can turn everything on for you, person.
Yeah, they just follow you around. And because you can touch people, it could be a spouse. So I'm going to do that. Yes. I'm going to do that, actually. Yeah, I'm I'm gonna go looking for a maid or a wife, maybe hopefully both, and they're gonna click all the buttons for me, and then I don't have to edit videos anymore.
They have to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a really solid answer.
What would you do? What would you do?
Has to be the same for the same reasons. It just makes sense now.
I like turning would you rather's into a competitive, like I'm going to work out the right answer.
There's only one right answer.
Well, I mean, you could probably like cheese it a bit more and go the other way. Like, well, no, that is the only right way. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, there's no like almost touching you can do.
Unless you want to be a villain, and you can just go around going, ha ha! You're dead.
Wait, actually, I just thought of a way, easy way. Wrap yourself in the thinnest layer of cling film possible. You can hug people, you can kiss people. You don't need to go any further than that.
I'm still touching them. I didn't say skin contact, did I?
Oh, you didn't. Well, I mean, is it... is it touching if I touch a tube or like a piece of metal and someone else is touching the same piece of metal?
No, that's not touching.
Is it touching if you touch a wall that someone's on the other side of?
Depends like... how thick the wall is.
Well, if they're like plywood walls, they'll just drop down dead.
Yeah.
That could be a powerful ability.
It would be so cool when you think about it that way.
Yeah, okay. Okay, super villain option.
Because that, for like the first, like, 3 to 5 years, nobody would know that was how you were killing them.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Like, they'd
eventually
know.
Track it down to you, though, because you'd be the...
You just, yeah. Oh, yeah, they will. They're just, yeah, murder, 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 murder. You touch. They arrest you. The cops come to arrest you. They touch your wrist to put you in handcuffs. They're dead. You're free.
Yeah, and if it's your touching, where? Yeah, there's nothing they can do. They have to get like a crane and scoop you up or something.
Yeah.
Which they'd probably eventually do.
The guard walks past to unlock my cell to get out in the morning.
Ooh, yeah. I kind of want to do that now. Just for the if life was a video game, I would pick that one now.
Oh yeah, but, that would be our new profile.
Yeah. Also, wait, just worked out a flaw in the electronics thing. Controller's electronic. You can't play. You have to have them play.
Yep.
You can only do the speaking. Although, actually, even then. No, actually, yeah.
Wear VR while doing it, and it'll feel like you are. What a great way to tie off the show.
So, we hope you did all enjoy today's show. If you did, and you are on YouTube, there is a thumbs up button that is not green, that I keep thinking is green, but it's grey sometimes, and then you press it and it goes green.
Blue.
Blue?
I think it goes blue.
But green, in my head, green is like the good
makes
color.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and red's evil.
I don't know, I don't click like on my own videos, so...
I don't either. I think that's a thing, like... I feel like I'd be doing a tiny bit better if I liked my own videos.
Yeah.
Because you know how like you always see YouTubers and they're like liking their own videos? And like, maybe it gives them that tiny boost they
because
need.
Because you just saw them... You didn't see the original tweet of them putting out the video. You saw the tweet of them liking their own video. That's which, true. If they didn't do it, you would have never known about that video.
Mini rant. YouTubers who upload a video, have the auto post, like the video, then share the video. But then, as well as sharing the video, tweet out the video. So, and not even, like, separated, so it gets different people. Just four in a row.
Spam fills up Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. So, also, if you're on iTunes, rate it. Something
you can't tell them, can you?
I can't tell you what to rate it. I think in this situation, a number.
Could you say like 3+2?
You could probably say 3+2. Yeah, I think 3+2 stars is probably the ideal number. You didn't hear that from us though. No. But I've heard on the grapevine, 3+2 is a pretty good number to rate it. And if you're on any other place. Let us know what that place is, except you can't because we're not on that place. Send us a tweet at C1 and Only Gaming.
Tweet us where you listen to us.
Oh, wait, we have a Parrot Podcast Twitter, don't we?
We do, yeah.
Would you like to share it on the stream?
Yes, it's twitter.com/theparrotpodcast, I think.
If you tweet up there, letting us know where you're watching.
It's in the description anyway.
In the description, except it's not in if they're watching somewhere else. You don't just come to YouTube. YouTube's good. YouTube's good.
Power up underscore podcast.
And before we leave for today, I would like to do one more quick ad pull for... it's now called amazon.ibxtoycat.com. Links in description.
URL.
Yeah, it supports 50% of the show. I don't know if you can guess which, but some of the show is directly benefiting when you use those links to buy anything on Amazon. So if you want Amazon Prime membership, I hear there's a new Top Gear-based show going there, which we mentioned like twice. And yeah, go click it. Yep. See, we're getting good at these ads, aren't we? We as a collective.
Amazing.
I know you get really happy every time. It's like, yeah, we're going somewhere.
I love it.
Next week, we'll get like a fake ad for sure. Sort yep. of
so we'll sort it out.
Leave a comment and we'll advertise a random comments idea.
There we go.
Boom. So we'll see you in the next podcast.
Bye.
Oh, wait. The thing. Okay.
Oh, the thing? Sounded like a sped up.